Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is going to be a review for Game Night. It's directed by John Francis Daly and Jonathan Goldstein. The writer is Mark Perez, stars Jason Bateman and Rachel McAdams. And the synopsis is a group of friends who meet for game nights find themselves trying to solve a murder mystery. And Matt, what did you think of Game Night?
Quirky movie that fails to live up to its potential. Part of it was a lack of chemistry between characters and poor script writing that ultimately led to its demise. I don't even think it was worth the wait to watch it, let's say on Fox, or enjoy myself too much with it.
Well, I'm going to say that this is one of the unfunniest movies I have seen compared to The House last year, which was that Will Ferrell movie where he turned his house into a casino. This is just about as bad as that movie. I don't think I'll laugh once. Everything is just pretty telegraphed because the whole setup for this is just that they have a game night. Jason Bateman plays Jason Bateman, has his friends over, and his brother shows up saying that he has a different type of game night that's somewhat of a murder mystery, and it just kind of takes off from there. And it has some issues where it's pulling from different movies, so it's kind of like Horrible Bosses where things just get so out of hand. It's not even logical at a certain point. I mean, I know it's supposed to be a comedy and it's supposed to be kind of fantastical, but it just got silly. Then there's maybe two or three points where the movie seemed like it should have ended, and then it keeps going on, and it's only like an hour and maybe like 45 minutes. So it just seemed like it was a really long movie.
I would have been very pissed if I ended up paying after-hour fees for this movie, man. The chemistry was just terrible between the characters. It just seemed like they just got the roll call like an hour before the movie played, and they didn't even test how any of these folks would interact with each other.
Jason Bateman and Rachel McAdams was supposed to be a couple, but it never really seemed like that.
Didn't seem like that at all. It seemed forced.
And then the other guy, this is Lamour Morris and Colleen Burnberry, they don't even seem like a couple.
No, they seem like brother and sister.
She cheats on him, and you know what a joke is going on just because Lamour Morris does a Denzel Washington impersonation. And
right,
the whole thing has to build up to her cheating with Denzel Washington, and he's upset about it. So you can just do a Denzel voice. No.
That creepy neighbor, I mean, if anything, to me, I thought he was a highlight of the movie, if you want to call it that.
Matt Damon, too. Jesse Plemons.
Oh.
Yeah, he was probably the only positive about that. Again, it's the same kind of wacky. They just get so wrapped up into something that, hey, I don't normally do this, but now I'm involved in a crime. Type of comedy just doesn't work. And I think it only works when it's something like The Hangover, because
yeah, that they had better writing and better characters.
Yeah, that story arc works a lot better than This Is a Game Night. Really, direct-to-DVD comedy. This should not be a wide release film.
No, that thing was straight local TV. It's not even Netflix worthy.
There's like really not too much to say about it. Arc of the movie is just silly. The whole thing is just silly. It doesn't warrant even to be made.
The budget of this movie.
So the production budget was about $37 million, and it's about $33
million. Where did it go? Good Lord.
It probably went to having a jet. I don't even understand how they spent that much money, just because everything either takes place in a house or driving in a car, probably on a green screen, and then a basement. So let's wrap this up. Matt, what score would you give Game Night?
I'd give it a 3.5. Again, poor script writing and chemistry between the characters ultimately led to the doom of this movie. Again, I don't feel that it was worth releasing the movie theaters, let alone release the DVD, or let alone Netflix. If anything, this would probably have been better on PBS or something like that. At least you know what to expect from watching it. Again, I didn't enjoy myself at all with this movie, and I felt that I had a wasted however long 2 hours of this movie, probably a little less than that. Wish I would have got my money and my time back. So 3.5.
All right. So I'm going to give this a 1.5. I believe that I gave The House the same score. This movie is slapstick comedy that is completely unfunny. The jokes don't deliver. They don't have any punchlines. And again, Jason Bateman does the same thing in almost every role that he's in. Unknowingly witty person that gets wrapped up into something silly just really doesn't work any longer. it worked maybe early on when he had his career revival, but not now. And then everyone else that is in the film, Mark Duplass is in the movie. I think that's his brother, but even he's not funny and he's a comedian. So you have all these comedic people together creating something that is this unholy, unfunny situation. And I don't know why I watched it. I know I did. I came out worse off than I did when I saw it. So that's the Music Game Podcast.